Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studio someone we've missed for a couple of years, who was a regular before that thing that happened called the pandemic. But the State Ballet of Rhode Island and Anna Fox is here, and welcome back. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. It's great to see you.
It's been, we just realized before we went on the air, this is about almost 3 years.
Yes, and that was, how fast is that?
I know. It seems like, you don't look any different.
Neither do you.
Well, no, I know I look different because I have gray in my beard, but no, you look great. And State Ballet of Rhode Island is continuing. We're here to promote the fact that Alice's Adventures in Wonderland is coming on April 1st at 1:30 and 5:30, and that's going to be at the Park Theater in Cranston, the Park Theater in Cranston. And it's also going to be, I guess there's a performance on March 31st also. So we'll get all the details on that. But we're talking about Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And the State Ballet of Rhode Island has been going for quite a while, about probably, 40 years before you were born, because it says 63 years.
Well, let me just pass by what you're just saying now and mention that I really am very proud to say this is our 63rd performing season. My parents, Hertzy and Miles Marsden, started the ballet company in 1960. And since 1975, my mother continues to lead all of us. And at 85 years old, she's amazing, still teaches and still gives the, all we need to hear from her is, I approve or disapprove. So
it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
That's right. That's how we go.
Probably not a lot of negotiation in the middle either.
No, but she's amazing.
So that's a great history, and over the years, many, many performances in lots of different parts of the state. We were also talking before on the air that back in the day, you'd perform in Newport, and you perform in Providence, and your home base is in Lincoln, right?
Yes.
So you kind of cover the state.
Yes. I mean, we've been on tour before as well, especially when we, in the 70s, actually, there was about 70 of us, and we went to Croatia.
Wow.
And toured Croatia from the mountains down to the sea, and it was an incredible experience. I was very young at the time.
One.
But I can say that I danced in the Diocletian Palace in Split.
Well, there you go.
So it's a beautiful place to visit all of Croatia.
Right. Well, it's great to have you back again. And hopefully things are getting back to normal everywhere. And this will be, we won't have that happen to us again where we don't see each other for a couple of years. But let's talk about the actual performance date so we get that straight up front. So is there a performance on Friday, March 31st?
Yes, this is our Project Ballet and Education performance, where we like to invite all people who maybe they don't understand anything about the theater or have never been. So we invite schools and seniors and homeschoolers and general public, you know, all people who maybe they've never had a chance to go to the theater.
And that's at 10 a.m.
That's at 10 a.m. It's a pay what you can event. They come in during this performance. We do tell the story a little bit before. Then there's the first act. And during the second act, or I should say during the intermission before the second act, we let them ask questions. We talk about the ballet, how it was created, just to tell them all the aspects that go into putting on a performance.
Yeah, sometimes some people might be intimidated, you know, if they're not up to date, or they're not, they feel uneducated in ballet, then there's a great opportunity to get that out of the way.
Yes, yes, it's great to have new faces. People have seen, are there just for the very first time. I mean, oh my goodness, it's such a great feeling to see the joy in their face, and mm-hmm. it's like magic to them.
Excellent. And then the regular performances, if you will, are going to be at 1:30 on Saturday and 5:30 on Saturday, April 1st.
Yes, and that's no joke.
well, there you go. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Is that different than Alice in Wonderland?
Well, it's my rendition of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And so it all started with my godfather was Sir Anton Dolan, and he did Alice in Wonderland back in 1953, and he worked with a wonderful composer named Joseph Horowitz, and so, you know, with him being my godfather, he visited us frequently, and he gave me records of music, of things that he had recorded and he spoke about. And so it popped into my head, I'd love to do, why not do something like, I want to make it Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And then I started doing some research, and then I saw there was music out there by a composer, Joseph Horowitz, and I acquired the music on a record, mm-hmm. and we're listening to it, and it was so, I could see it all exploding before my eyes, you know, of color and characters, and I was really excited about this, and so we said, yes, we're going to do it, you know. And the next thing you know, now this was done in 1953, okay, in London. I get an email from a Joseph Horowitz. Yeah. So I was a little like, what? You know, you're thinking maybe people aren't on the planet anymore.
Right, 1953 was a while back.
Yes. Yeah. And so he said, I hear you're doing Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. You're using my music. And I'm like, did you know my godfather? Well, that broke the ice in a better way.
In other words,
yes. And so we had great conversations. He was very excited. He said that my godfather helped him with his career way back then. And it was like, I just found someone. So in having this conversation, this happened 5 years ago. And this happened. So that was the first time that we did Alice, which was 5 years ago. And with the pandemic and everything, we said, let's bring another fun one.
Right.
For people to come out to see. And so that's why we're doing it again this season. And sadly, Mr. Horowitz did pass away last February. Wow. And in speaking to his wife, she did give consent for us to use his music again. And, you know, they're amazing. They were amazing people. It's and you know, at 90-something years old, he was still conducting and composing for the London Festival Ballet. So he was just an amazing person.
Amazing. Well, you brought music with you, so let's go through this. Actually, maybe what we can do is listen to this first track of the music and close out this segment with it. Tell us, is this what people, the audience, are going to hear as soon as it starts?
Yes, and the first look that you're going to have is a garden party that's taking place, and Alice and her sisters are just reading and dreaming on the dock near the water.
All right, we'll listen to this piece. It's a little bit long, but we'll listen to as much as possible, and then we'll be back with more of the State Ballet of Rhode Island.
Thank you.
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, presented by the State Ballet of Rhode Island on the weekend of April 1st. Friday, March 31st is a special performance at 10 a.m. at the Park Theater in Cranston, and then on Saturday at 1:30 in the afternoon and 5:30 will be the regular performances of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And if you'd like to get tickets, they can do that by going to the Park Theater website. Is that correct?
Yes, it's theparkri.com.
Excellent. The voice you're hearing is Anna Fox, and I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about this tremendous ballet that's going to take place with a very interesting backstory that we heard in that first segment. And now, as the ballet continues, what's happening now?
Well, the next music that you're going to see is what we feel is the Mad Hatter Tea Party.
Okay.
And in putting on this performance, we reached out to not only dancers, but actors as well. And so we have actors who are jumping in and making themselves like a dancer. We are making them like a dancer. and it's just a fun situation because the Mad Hatter, he's just mad, which is crazy mad. And he loves tea and celebrating. And then the March Hare, he's very skittish. And there's a mouse in a teacup. There's a cat underneath the table itself. And then Alice comes in. And it's nobody's birthday. So it's a very fun piece.
All right, let's listen to this. Thank you. beautiful music. But I also want to point out that the visual part of what's going on is going to be fully costumed. It's not from a layperson like myself. It's not people in ballet outfits. They're actually costumed, right?
Truly costumed. From the there's a turtle, there's a frog, there's a fish, there's the rabbit, the Mad Hatter with his crazy hair, the queen with her enormous hair. So everything from wigs to jewelry to right from head to toe.
A spectacle, complete spectacle. All right.
Definitely.
All right. Well, now we're at the beginning of Act Two with this next piece, right?
Yes. And when I heard this music, what came to mind immediately was that it looked like a beautiful carousel with all kinds of creatures moving around. And I also pictured something hanging down in the center and rotating. And that's where the aerialist comes in the ballet. And okay. Seriously. And that was, you know, you have to work together on these things. How do you get rid of the fabric once that end of the end of that music comes in? And I'm using my hands an awful lot here to describe exactly what's going
I'm
on.
I'm getting the benefit of it, but the audience is not. But no, it's very animated. So it's you have to use your imagination. You're in radio land. But let's get to this beginning of Act Two.
Thank you.
usual, I get interested in the background story and all the things you have to say, and I just get trapped by your animation and your excitement. And the time is flying by here, so we're going to have to get back to the storyline. Let's finish off part of Act Two with the Queen's arrival. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. And everyone's there to see her. The White Rabbit especially has been trying through the entire show saying we're going to be late for a very important date. And that's the Queen's. She has a croquet game. And then in making her entrance, you've got flamingos and the frog and the fish are there and the Mad Hatter and March Hare. And Alice, I don't know what she was on, but she sees all these characters, and it's a beautiful medley mixture of actually craziness that goes on in Alice's head, because here's the Queen and realizing, oh, the Royal Duchess, why does she have all this powder on her face? Come to find out she's the one who stole the tarts, and the story grows and changes. So it's a mad time.
All right, let's listen to this piece, then we'll take a short break and finish up with the State Ballet of Rhode Island's presentation of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. State Ballet of Rhode Island, in their 63rd year, is presenting Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Saturday, April 1st at 1:30 and 5:30 p.m. at the Park Theater in Cranston. I'm Mike Mano, and I'm very pleased to be sitting with Anna Fox and talking about this presentation. There's also going to be, I should mention, a special presentation at 10 a.m. on Friday, March 31st, and tickets are available at the Park Theater by going to theparkri.com. Get your tickets for this event, and It's going to be, I have to say, it's going to be spectacular. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you understand we're just using little pieces of the show. And I'm asking Anna to try to, you know, condense this long presentation into a story that's that fits into our program. So we have two more pieces of music to go, and we're going to talk now about what's happening after the Queen's entrance.
After the Queen's entrance, she is entertained by all the characters that are in her presence, and then she gets up to dance. And she notices there are roses that are white when she specifically said they should be red.
Hmm.
And then that was one thing that starts to set her off. And everyone gets a little jittery, like, what's she going to do? Is she going to cut off my head or, you know, or the rabbit's head or whatever?
Right.
And
rabbit stew.
Yes, yes. And then, of course, she notices the Duchess with all the powder all over her face, and finds out that the Duchess is the one who has stolen the tarts. And then from there, things just get so climatic that finally Alice has had enough of Wonderland. And in spinning and spinning and spinning, her whole world spinning, and hopefully no one gets vertigo during the show. And she finds herself back on the dock. And as she wakes up, because her brother has come, or excuse me, her sister has come to wake her up and say, what have you been doing down here? Mother and father want you to come to the party. And she says, yes, but I imagined this and I imagined that. And her sister saying, no, everything is fine. Everything, you're fine. And as she gets up and goes home, the little girl turns and does this little leap, and everyone notices in the audience that there is a rabbit tail behind her. So is it a dream or not?
We don't know.
Yep.
Thank you.
Well, as I mentioned, it's always a pleasure to see you and very exciting. And it sounds like it's going to be a tremendous performance. That's April 1st at the Park Theater. And I know you don't do this all by yourself, although you're the mover and the shaker, but there's other people, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. In this ballet, we have three of us, three choreographers, myself and Shauna Fox Marceau and Lori Bruce are the three choreographers. And we have not only dancers, but actors. We auditioned some young children to be insects that go into our carousel and all kinds of things. But I do want to say thank you to everyone out there that has supported us over the years, especially you having us back again.
I
really
pleasure.
Appreciate it. And I'm also very appreciated with the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts for helping us putting on our shows with
making it through.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, very important.
So I do want to mention that and hope people will come to the show. And it's April Fools. And
oh, I hadn't thought of that.
That's what I was saying earlier.
No joke. Okay.
Anyways, we just want people to come out and have a wonderful time.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to go out with the closing piece of music, and we must make sure that it's not so long until I see you next time. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.